With the Dolphins having their draft done, we're going to look now and see, are there any holes, and also go back and see who we might have taken differently. Going to be an interesting one. What is up, Dolphin fans? Welcome to another collective. We got a fun one for you today. Going to be looking back at the draft a little bit more. Also looking at the current team, seeing where we might need some help. Real quick, though, I do want to shout out the sponsor, Prize Picks. You play $5, you get 50 instantly with the promo code HMA. We will be talking a little bit more about that later in the show. Also, if you haven't yet, you want to become a member, hit the join button next to the subscribe button and subscribe. This channel is growing rapidly. So if you want to become a subscriber, also hit that like button on your way in. So we're going to look back at the draft. We're going to look at each of the picks and kind of say who we would have taken versus who they took, which is going to be interesting.
I think doing that exercise, and I strongly encourage everybody who loves the draft to also do the exercise. It's very educational to because it puts you in their position where you have to make tough decisions.
And we get to second guess every Dolphin decision they made.
It also provides receipts.
Okay.
As we track these players,
somebody should write everything down that we say here.
It'll only be documented on a YouTube.
We got the video, baby. Let's go.
Yes.
Before we get into 12, I do want to talk about Bane. And I forgot to bring this up after the draft, but did you see how everyone was like doing their hat thing and they're kind of like looking in the mirror? And he just snatched that hat and he just kept on going. And he was like, he's going to take this league by storm. I'm telling you right now.
From that, yeah.
Why? Because he was angry about being bypassed. And then
I forgot. What he was angry about. Ruben Bane hater over here.
Not a Ruben Bane hater, but this notion like, oh, he was really, really
mad. You know what he was angry about.
He's going to dominate the league. Okay, sure.
You know what he was angry about.
What was that?
That the Dolphins didn't select him at 11.
You think he wanted to be a Dolphin?
Yes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, you know what he was angry about.
So with the first pick, are we going to do Dolphins at 11 or are we going to do Dolphins at 12?
12.
I'm at 12. I would have made that trade too.
Okay.
That doesn't make any sense because their decision was based on the fact they made the trade. Because for me, I stick at 11 and I take Caleb Downs. That's what I've done. So I would not have made that trade. Even though if they're going to take Proctor all along, then absolutely love the trade.
So, but then are you not second guessing those two fits that we got?
I'm second guessing not taking Caleb Downs. Yes.
I will say on mine, I have Caleb Downs down on my list. Like that would have been a pick at 11 for me.
Are we in agreement? TD, are we like this?
No way. Never mind. Let me switch that up.
It's not very often. TD, I got to give you one of those. I love that.
What's wrong with my system? It won't give me the hardest.
I'm gonna stay at 12. I'm gonna do the trade down, and I'm taking Vega. That would have been my pick.
Okay.
Throw him in that guard. Don't get me wrong.
Shocker!
I like Proctor.
So you're gonna take a guard that early?
Mm-hmm. If you guys can go back again, like you said, we got receipts. If you go back and look at all the stuff I talked about before the draft came up, I always said, if we could trade down, I would take Vega. If we can get some extra picks, I'd take Vega. So, I would be very enticed by Bane, but yeah, I would take Vega. I like Vega a lot better.
While I agree with you and I like Vega better than Bane, and I think Vega will have a better career than Bane, I can't pass up Bane. I can't pass up a culture guy. I can't pass up an edge-setting defensive end. I don't think he's ever going to be a double-digit sack guy, but I think he's going to be one of those fierce edge-setters for this league, in this league. And that was so hard to find in this draft. And let's be real about it. They walked away without it in this draft. So that's where I would have went with 12. But I was tempted to go Vega.
Yeah. So now 27, I'm sticking with Chris Johnson. I like that pick. I'm fine with that pick, especially the way the receivers went in the rest of the draft. I like Chris Johnson there.
I'm actually the same way. I like Chris Johnson. I have no issues. They took who they felt was the second best cornerback, very versatile player. I don't have an issue with the Chris Johnson selection.
I like the Chris Johnson selection, but I would have actually selected Keldrick Falk. We're going to have an issue this year on the edge, man. Like, I don't even know who playing it other than Chop, and that ain't a three-down situation, I don't believe. So that's a big issue for us right now.
Indeed. I'm like this Johnson or Falk. I think both are vital pieces that they need, because if they take Falk, then we're looking at this massive hole at cornerback.
So you could have been like me and took Bane in the first with 12, so then you wouldn't have to worry about it. But
no, I wasn't taking Bane.
Airport.
So I'm okay with Chris Johnson. I have zero issue with there. Falk would have been a good pick as well. So I'm doing the wishy-washy right. If you're pinning me down, what would I have done? Get Chris Johnson by a hair.
Okay.
So because he's on the team.
You just got a safety and you got a cornerback. Okay.
Yeah, that's me, TD.
Safety and a quarterback.
Well, hold on. We're picking every pick individually, not based on what we would have done at the previous pick, because then who knows how the rest would have
gone. No. It's based on what you would have done at your previous pick. So
but then that does not assure us that the same players would be available.
Let's just say they were available.
That's what we're doing. We're going off of what is available in that moment.
Correct.
What is available in that moment based on what you got available to you? And you took Caleb Downs at 12, and then you took Chris Johnson.
They didn't take Caleb Downs at 12. Again, yes,
11.
If I take Caleb Downs at 11, I don't know if the board looks the same at 27, which is why these picks have to be made specifically for that pick and not as a
Well, the three board. Of us disagree with you, Alan.
All right, good.
It's just indulge us, Alan. I like the board was still the same on every next pick. That's all.
You guys are missing my point.
Okay. No, I get what you're saying.
You have two less draft picks, and now you have a safety and a cornerback. Let's keep it moving.
Okay, but see, if you're presenting it under that light, then maybe then I would go Falk, because Falk then solves your big defensive lineman issue.
All right.
On the end.
Since you still have time. We'll allow it. We'll allow your offer.
I'm not worthy.
43, Jacob Rodriguez. No change there.
No change there. Not making a change. Tempted to go Zion, but I already got my edge. So I don't need it. Feeling a little pressure to get offensive line, but I think I can get it with my next pick.
TD.
Stay the same, Jacob Rodriguez. No change for me.
Alan?
Yeah, I wouldn't go Zion, because again, that DWI in December, right or wrong, putting stock in it shows bad judgment, if nothing else. So to me, he'd have been a no. Yeah, I have zero issue with Jacob Rodriguez. That's my
guy. So that's four of us who would have chosen Jacob Rodriguez, and three of us who would have went with Chris Johnson.
There you go.
Not if you're forcing me. If you're forcing me to make my pick based on what my
we
my,
are.
Okay, you're going to see the logic of how this works. Anyway,
and you don't have two draft picks, by the way. Go ahead.
75, Caleb Douglas. I am going Chris Brazel there. Okay. Either him or Ted Hurst, and I'm leaning towards Chris Brazel a little bit more. I could see why they took Caleb Douglas, and I'm going to trust Sullivan, who knows way more about wide receivers. But for me, I'm going Chris Brazel at 75.
I'm getting desperate at offensive line, and I'm actually going to pick Emmanuel Pragnon, guard who went 88th to the Jaguars. Best of what was left, I left myself exposed, and I clearly have to get that area addressed.
Interesting. I'm going Jacoby Lane, Mekhi Lemon's counterpart. I think he even has more upside that people don't realize because of Lemon as well. But I'm getting my first weapon right there with Jacoby Lane, 6'4", 200 pounds. That fits the build as well.
Okay. Since, again, you guys are doing this differently than I am, since again, when the Dolphins picked at 75, they didn't have Caleb Downs, and I would pick A.J. Halsey. But if you want to go, if you're going to force me to, well, you have to go follow what you did before, then I trade 75. I trade into spot 73, surrender one of my fifth round picks, and get Malachi Fields from Notre Dame.
So that means you have even less fifth round picks.
Correct. I'll just go grab myself some water while you guys do.
Uh, 87, Kamaric. That one is interesting to me. I probably go Sutton out of Penn State there. I know he went much further down, but I want that edge, and especially a guy in his play style. I'm going to go Sutton there.
I'm actually going to go with offensive lineman Jennings Dunker, offensive tackle instead of Kaczmarek. I'm guard. Thirsty.
He's not a tackle. He's a guard.
I'm thirsty. I'm very thirsty for offensive line help. I know I need receivers, but I have to address that unit. Again, which is why I understand why they went Proctor with 11.
If you're forcing
Go ahead, Alan.
I was going to say, if you're going to force me to go off my previous picks,
which we are,
then I don't have Chris Johnson on the roster, then I'm going to take Julian Neal, the cornerback from Arkansas. If I go back to where the picks are the same leading up to that, then I might go Chris Bell. Yeah. Because I don't want to take a chance he's going to be gone by 94.
Okay.
With the 87th pick in the 2026 NFL draft, the Miami Dolphins select Emmanuel Pregnon. That's he was still on the board at the time, and that would have been the pick. You take care of your guard, and he can come in, and I believe he can start day one as a third-round pick.
Okay. He still would have been there. So
94, Chris Bell.
Staying with it.
I'm not changing that one. I like that pick, so I'm going to stick with Chris Bell.
You staying with it, Omar?
Yeah, I'm staying with it.
I've already picked him at 87, so I can't stick with him. I'm going to take Jermaine McCoy.
Ah, he was still on the board. He was right there on the board.
All right.
I didn't think about that. Well, I'm with y'all. I took Chris Bell. All right, that's a pick that I kept the same.
Okay. Next at 130, big old wait for us.
Trey Moore was a selection for Miami, light in the tail edge rusher. I'm probably going with North Dakota State's Bryce Lance, who was picked at 136. Obviously, Chris Bell is injured. I'm a little bit thirsty at wide receiver. He gives me good size. Not in love with him, but I make my choices. I have to lay with them.
I'm actually going to go with Genesis Smith. I'm going to get a safety there because we didn't really grab a safety. So I'm going to change it up a little.
I like that pick just because I love the band, but that's pick him. And I'm going to go Kyle Lewis because I don't want to take the chance he's going to be down at 138.
Same thing. I'm with Allen. I would have taken Cal. I would have got him right there. Man, yeah, get out my cheat sheet, Allen.
Yeah, I'm like,
138, Kyle Lewis. I'm not changing that pick.
I'm also not changing that pick because I'm very fortunate and lucky that he's still there.
I might go there since he's already taken for me, based on who's on the board. I'm thinking maybe, and I don't have a tight end, maybe I go a little redundant. Hold on. Keith Abney, safety, Arizona State. I think there's something there.
Abney. Well, this is where I get to the point where it's best player available. Best player available. If I'm going to name one, I probably am going with the, where is he? Not Sam, but Parker Brailsford out of Alabama. I'm going with the center out of Alabama. Continuity, even with his guy. And that's a position we're going to have to start thinking about for the future, too. How long is Aaron Brewer going to be here? So,
you also got, what's that guy's name? Poupard, the backup center who didn't play last year.
Andrew Meyer,
who was pretty good.
Let him play a couple of games.
I know. He's got to play. You know. Are we at 167 yet?
We are at 158.
158. What I do?
At 158. Michael Taft is the pick.
Oh, I'm sticking with Taft too. Doubling that safety.
Omar, you're next.
I went with Jalen Kilgore instead of Michael.
That's me. We doubling
South up. Carolina. Yeah, now he's not a free safety, but you know, between him, Kyle Lewis, and Jalen Kilgore, nothing against Michael Taft, and I gotta see him. I gotta see him. I really gotta see him. When I put some eyes on him, I just think he's gonna be a little bit light in the tail.
Yeah. Okay. We haven't picked Esmerich yet. And again, I'm supposed to go by off the boards of the picks I already made. I'm going to go Riley Nowakowski from Indiana, who takes care of my tight end / H-back, fullback type of position.
And I'm with Omar again, Kilgore. I'm taking the safety out of South Carolina and getting the Bills even madder.
177, Kevin Coleman Jr., I like the pick, but I also like the pick that went the following pick, and I'm going to take Cole Payton, quarterback out of North Dakota State.
I'm actually doing the exact same thing as you. I am going to take Cole Payton with 177. I'm tempted, Kevin Falk. I really think Kevin Falk is a very good player. He's probably one of my favorite draftees, but ooh. I want to invest in another quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Coleman. Kevin Falk, running back from the Patriots way back when. That's something. That's a blast from the past.
Who's that Kevin Falk?
Kevin Falk. It's Kevin Coleman Jr.
Kevin Coleman Jr., yeah.
All good. I'm also going to take a running quarterback here, but I'm going to take Taylen Green.
Man, you just hit me with this. You know what, Alan? You got my sheet because I was going to take a quarterback like these guys. Good move for all of us, but I'm going Taylen Green. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Well, actually, I have to be a party pooper for Alan, but you don't have 177 and 180. you didn't trade down from 11 to 12.
You're deciding I gave up.
Oh, yeah. Give me my Taylen Green. You out of this one, Alan.
You stayed at 11, and
in that case, I'm taking him at 158. If you're going to be like that,
he ain't there. The Philadelphia Eagles took him at 178.
Oh, no, not Cole Payton, Taylen Green.
Oh, okay.
I don't want Cole Payton.
180, Sadu, our Mississippi State tight end. We don't have a tight end yet in my draft, and I actually do like him, even though. I like the blocking of Kamek. It's a Mortal Kombat character. I'm going to stick with Sadu.
Let me make this argument. Sadu is probably my least favorite pick of all the picks the Dolphins have. He just smells like practice squad. I would have taken Kevin Coleman Jr. Now, understand that he's already taken there at 177, but I didn't take him at 177. And there are three teams that I got to – and not even three teams that need receivers. So I'm banking on it. 180, I get my slot receiver.
Interesting.
TD. Alan, you already gave yours? Oh, okay.
I'm not allowed to because I didn't.
I forgot. You're right. Penn State, Zane Durant. I'm making the Bills mad again. I'm bringing another defensive tackle in the room to battle it out with those guys. He is undersized, but he moves very well. He ran the fastest 40 for a D tackle, so a high energy, high motor guy. But his size is an issue, but I'm bringing another one in the room.
But also, TD, let's point out that you were with me on Caleb Downs, which means you don't have the two extra fifths either.
No. If we stayed at 11, I would have been Caleb Downs, but that wasn't the exercise. I'm actually staying Caden Proctor at 12.
He stayed Caden Proctor at 12.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. So if you were running the Dolphins draft, do you make the trade from 11 to 12, or do you take Caleb Downs at 11?
If I have a trade partner like they did, I go to 12, get those two fifths, and I'm going Caden Proctor.
Okay.
Then we have 200, where they take DJ Campbell, the offensive guard. I kind of like that pick too, especially looking at who went after and who went before.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I'm looking at who went before, I would have took CJ Daniels, but he went to LA a few picks before. So, yeah, I'm going to stick with DJ Campbell. I don't have
a single issue with DJ Campbell. And, in fact, you realize how slim pickings it is from the sixth round on, sixth and seventh. I would have wanted the University of Miami guard. Can't remember his name, but he goes earlier in the sixth.
Cooper.
Yeah, DJ Campbell is a perfect selection for me. Still, even though I've addressed offensive line multiple times.
And I go Harold Perkins, LSU.
And I go.
That was a temptation too. You go who?
And I go Trace Mack out of Florida, place kicker. Jason Sanders replacement, really good kicker, about 83% in his collegiate. Hey, man. Hey, we got to have a good kicker. We're going to be kicking some field goals for a little bit.
Don't they have a kicker? What's his name?
They have two kickers.
We bringing in a draft pick.
Fine.
Hey, I'll be hating on kickers. Fine. Hey, Green Bay selected them.
They did. Last pick of the sixth round.
And then our last pick, which is 238. They take Max. How do you say his last name?
Llewellyn,
edge out of Iowa. I'm actually going with somebody who went undrafted and Michael Trigg. We have another tight end there. Okay. But I do like him, and I think he's actually going to be pretty good.
Who did he sign with?
First seventh round pick, but
yeah. You know who he signed with?
I don't.
Okay.
I look at
that. That's a good approach, especially since I didn't address tight end at all in this draft. I'm butt booty naked at tight end right now.
Cowboys. Signed with the Cowboys.
Okay. I'm actually drafting Cole Wisniewski. Nothing against Max Llewellyn, but I address defensive end. I don't need an extra one. I can take an extra one, but, you know, I'm kind of light on special teams and special teams guys.
And I am drafting UR Bernard, who is the Nigerian dude who had the freakazoid workout, who went 251 overall
to the Ravens.
Philadelphia Eagles.
To the Eagles.
Yep. So, let's see. It's the 13th pick. Let's see if there's something there.
And I am drafting another quarterback out of LSU, Garrett Nussmeier.
Mm-hmm. I forgot.
Four about guys Garrett in the room, Nussmeier. Baby. Let's go.
You have four quarterbacks?
Yeah.
Which one? Oh, no. Four. Yeah, that's natural. Four. There's four.
No, he has five now because you took one earlier. You took Taylen Green. So Green, yeah, Nussmeier, Cam Miller, yours, and Malik Willis. That's five.
That's four. What are you talking about?
Five. Cam Miller.
Yours, Cam Miller. You drafted Taylen Green and Nussmeier. That's five. I don't know if I'm not a math major, but that sounds
like Cam
five.
Miller.
Yes. Cam Miller is on the roster, Dolphins roster.
Yes.
Man, ain't nobody want to. Let me stop.
Cam Miller is his former sixth-round pick from last year. So. Yes. And he's supposedly the rival of our new undrafted rookie. They both they split the
four. So I got six quarterbacks in the room?
No.
Gronkowski,
yeah, but you don't sign Gronkowski if you draft both Green.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I don't want to hear nothing about no quarterback competition.
Guess what? He's not signing with the Dolphins if they
are. Yes, he's not signing with the Dolphins if that happens.
Oh, man.
TD's the Cleveland Browns.
Then I'm going to package a few of them for Shador.
So that's how we redid. We would do redo our drafts. Let us know either in the chat or comment below. TD, what is you got any prize picks going on?
I sure do, Doug. You know what? I was getting creative yesterday, Doug. And they done messed up and showed me the futures, man. And y'all tell me what y'all think about this. This is what I have on the future picks. I put one together that was a little bit Dolphin-centric, but I threw some other guys in there that I felt was guaranteed. And y'all three, y'all got to let me know. Am I tripping? I got Malik Willis throwing over 3,175 and a half yards.
I could see that. Especially if we're trailing a lot. I could see that.
He's throwing for 5,000, just so y'all know.
That's 187 yards per game. I think I would go under.
Under? Under 180?
They're going to be a run-dominated team, so they're going to run for like 120 a game if they're not trailing. How many games are they going to be trailing? They're probably going to be trailing a lot. So I may maybe I go over. But what weapons is he throwing to?
I mean, we got weapons, Omar. They just unproven.
Dude, they got 17 wide receivers all of a sudden. They really do.
All right, man. I also got Justin Herbert over 3,524 and a half yards. Is that not a given?
With no, Mike,
it's not a given, but I would.
It depends. Yeah, it depends. It depends if Mike sticks with the run, which he won't.
6,000 yards. Y'all stop. All right, let me move on. CD Lamb. I even had a debate about this. I think CD Lamb is inching his way towards being the best wide receiver in the NFL, the most low-key, consistent, great wide receiver in the league. I got him at 1,149 and a half yards.
I can see that.
Didn't he have like 1,700, 1,800? Yeah, I mean, he been going off. Now, here's the debacle. Here's the problem, okay? Devin Achane had two lines, and y'all got to tell me which one is safer. Both of them is like a lock guarantee, but which one is safer? Him running over like 975 yards rushing over, or 5.5 touchdowns over?
5.5
touchdowns.
Yeah. Yes.
Please, that's easy money.
I was shocked when I saw this on Prize Picks. That's what I'm telling y'all. Yeah, go get in the
that right now.
Yeah, it's stuff like it's literally on there right now. It's crazy. I said, yeah, let me go with the touchdowns. Then I got Joe Burrow comeback season, 3,874 and a half yards over, and Myles Garrett getting 14 or more sacks. So this is my ticket for the season that I'm going to ride with. And all I had to do is put $5 on it, and it'll pay out $197.50 if I hit. I feel real good about it. Yeah, if y'all want to tell this, make sure you go to Prize Picks. But don't forget, when you play $5, you're going to get $50 instantly. But you got to use code HMA. Don't forget about that. Code HMA. Supporting our sponsors is supporting the channel, and it's a lot of fun.
Yes, sir. A lot of fun. So let's look at the depth chart. Should I pop it up on the screen? Do you guys want to see the depth chart?
Who's that? Whose depth chart is that?
Our depth chart.
Whose depth chart are you?
No, I mean, who produced it? Because you know the ESPN.
ESPN.
Okay. Yeah, but they usually set the rookies in the back, don't they? Let's see.
Can you even see that?
No, not really.
You can make your screen bigger. Yeah, yeah.
See it.
Hold on. Hold.
Are those guys just questionable already? Is that what it is?
It won't even move. Oh, wait, there we go. Hold on. Hold. Everyone hold.
What's wrong with you? He hurt.
Hold. That's the best I can do.
Quinn Ewers hurt.
They got Malik Willis, Quinn Ewers, Cam Miller, and obviously you got Gronowski. They didn't add any of the undrafted guys. So
that's why you should use our lads, but that's fine.
The UDFAs are gonna figure into this. Come on now.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes the Julian Hills of the world surprise you. Remember when you made the team over a draft pick? You couldn't tell me the name of the draft pick.
Elijah Higgins. That what you're talking about?
Yep, that would be him.
Running back, we have Devon Achane, Jalen Wright, Ollie Gordon, and Donovan Edwards. Wide receivers, we have a lot. I think we have about 10, and that's not counting the undrafted free agents. They have their start. Again, this is them, and I go off of them because I like that they added the pieces as they go along. They have the starters at Malik Washington, Jalen Tolbert, and Caleb Douglas. I agree with Allen. I think it's Tutu Atwell over Malik Tolbert. Washington.
I think Malik Washington's the slot, so I could see where he starts. The only challenger he's going to have is Ryan Coleman and Taj Washington. I believe it's Tutu Atwell's the number one flanker. Caleb Douglas would be the number two flanker. And anybody's expecting Chris Bell to be ready for the start of training camp or the regular season is sadly mistaken.
Yeah, he'll start on the pup.
And if you think they're lining up, the first snap they take in the regular season is going to have one running back, three wide receivers, one tight end. Yeah, me thinks not.
There's two tight ends.
Yeah.
Speaking of tight ends, Dulcich, Kamarik, Sadu, Ben Sims, and then who's the fifth that they
don't have? There's no world where Traore is ahead of Ben Sims on.
Yeah, but who's the fifth? I forgot his name.
Oh, Jalen Conyers.
Thank you. I don't agree.
He was having a productive camp before he got hurt.
He was.
I think you shift it down one. I think you put Ben Sims and then gentleman you just mentioned. Yeah, Sadu would be like the sixth tight end, fifth tight end. I don't think he's three. There's your projected offensive line, which was kind of talked about. Patrick Paul.
Daniels is not a tackle, so that immediately right there.
Patrick Paul, Caden Proctor, Aaron Brewer, Savanaya, and Austin Jackson. So far, that is what Sully told us will be the projected for now. That will be the competition start of camp.
I got Salyer starting, personally.
Who?
Salyer over Savanaya.
I need to put my eyes on him.
But as we sit right now, I would guess Salyer's going to start over Savanaya.
I'm going to go with the draft pick over the aged seasoned veteran and hope that the draft pick doesn't poop himself during training.
But isn't Jonah going back to where he belongs?
That's true.
After playing a full year on the left side, you're slipping him back to the right side. Are we thinking that automatically, boom, that's
it? Sometimes it does.
Yeah, sometimes it's like, oh, that's nice. Back where I belong. Where are the holes on the offense?
There are wide receiver.
I'm about holes, but it's like, how much high level talent do you have? A lot of spots.
Well, like, where's the need still after the draft and after free agency?
A true number one wide receiver wouldn't hurt.
I don't like my depth at guard. And yes, a true number one wide receiver would help.
A true number one tight end would help.
I like Dulcich.
I think we have a committee wide receiver room, so we don't need a true number one. We just got
true number twos.
We got three number twos.
We got three number threes.
Well, when Chris stop. See, this is what I've been talking about. Y'all just so negative. Who? Three number threes.
Malik Washington's a number three. Tolbert is a number three. Tutu Atwell is a number three. Tell me
Chris Bell. What's Chris Bell when he come back? What is he?
When he come back, he's an injured player right now. When he come back, I don't know what he is.
He'd be a one or a two.
He'd be a one or a two. And Caleb Douglas is going to be a high-end number two.
I think Kevin Coleman Jr. plays ahead of Caleb Douglas. Just a guess.
That's not happening.
Wait. A slot is a lot easier to play than a boundary.
Y'all gonna fall in love with Caleb Douglas when he's snatching those passes in camp.
Okay, let's see it.
Well, it's camp. You know how the NFL, you know, the Miami Dolphins like to edit those photos together. I kind of like the way the receiver room is put together because they are going very Green Bay-esque. Because, you know, Green Bay never really, it was a committee type thing. Whereas the Dolphins the previous year, it was like Tyreek Hill, feed him. Whereas now it seems like get open, you know, just play football the right way, I guess you could say.
In this team.
Yeah. So, but I think we're all in kind of agreement. I wouldn't say all of us. The gentleman at the bottom doesn't agree. But yeah, I would say wide receiver, we don't have that true number one. But again, does this team run with that true number one? And then I would need a little bit better depth at offensive
line. Talent of somebody who was a number one.
Yeah, our number one is just hurt. He'll be back in the middle of the season. Chris Bell's going to be that guy. Okay. And you got two guys that can easily be the number twos, and then all the rest of them are like high end threes.
Jesus, holy moly! Okay, sure. And it needs to be mentioned that even though we all have hope that he'll be the answer, other than TD, who's already put him in the Hall of Fame, we still don't know exactly who Malik Willis is going to be as a full-time starting NFL quarterback.
Why do you keep saying I'm putting people in the Hall of Fame? Just perennial All-Pro, not Hall of Fame.
Just a member of the All-Decade team. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Thank you. And this is the point. What if Malik proves to be a top 12 quarterback this year? What do you think about this offense then?
Phenomenal.
All right. Wonderful. What's up, baby?
Phenomenal.
Then we have defense, and your starting defensive line is Chop, Jordan Phillips, Sealer, and Josh Uche.
We can skip this whole unit.
Rushing yards per game if Robinson and Uche are starting on the edges. Sorry.
Yeah, we'll get to the needs once I go through the depth. But then your starting linebackers are Brooks, Dotson, and Willie Gay. You know, throw some Rodriguez in there, Kyle Lewis in there. A nice little, you know, rotation.
I heard something today, and I'm mulling it over in my brain.
Uh-oh. Look out.
About Rodriguez playing inside and on he's flanked by Brooks and Dotson. And I can't have a reason in my brain to say why that wouldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Both Dotson and Brooks are weak side linebackers. They bring some versatility. I'd sub Dotson out on third downs for Chop. And I'd also start Sealer on the edge and probably play a full defensive line front.
Kenneth Jordan Phillips, I'm sorry.
Who?
Kenneth Grant is not behind Jordan Phillips.
No, he's not.
Yeah. No. Hold on a minute. Jordan Phillips played more snaps than Kenneth Grant. I think he might have started in the game.
Okay. And by the way, this defense is going to be unbeatable because they're going to have 12 players on the field. And no 11-player offense is going to be able to beat that. Look at the number they have.
Obviously, you don't put the
Why are you snitching, Alan? You snitching to the refs, man. We gonna get away.
Who would play the nickel?
Willie Gay Jr. is not starting over Jacob Rodriguez. So.
I don't see the nickel on here. Where is it?
Jason Marshall Jr.
Oh, at the bottom. Okay, I see it.
But anyway, let's get to that. So we got your corners. You got Chris Johnson and Storm Duck, and then when you have nickel, they have Jason Marshall there, and then your safeties are Dante Trader Jr. and Lonnie Johnson Jr. Looking at the defense, obviously, we need edge players. There's still a big, fat, ugly, glaring need there. Corners I'm warming up to, especially if Juju can stay healthy. Again, that's a big if Juju can stay healthy. And then safety, I still think we need some help. I like Dante Trader Jr., but then, you know.
I like the idea of putting, and I think Omar keeps saying it, Zach on the edge.
Yeah.
We paying him, so might as well. You might well get the money worth this year. But, yeah, outside of that, yeah, let those other guys play inside, but give him a season on the edge and see if he can you never know. I think he can manage it and probably do well.
What do you guys think? Where's the holes before
cornerback?
Yes.
Edge, safety.
Where are the holes? Yes. Safety, yes. Safety, cornerback, defensive end.
Just not linebacker, pretty much.
Yeah, exactly.
Defense.
Do we have like now? Obviously, I'm not gonna say one of the best, but like, what is your guys' take on the linebacker room? Because I'm very excited about this linebacker room.
I don't think it's going to be as easy to unseat Terrell Dotson as people think.
Yeah, no.
And keep in mind, he's the green dot player.
For now.
That's your alpha. And Brooks is not the green dot player, does not want to be the green dot player. I've written many stories about this, but, you know, is a rookie going to be ready to handle being the green dot player? Yeah, okay.
They assign him, yeah. But Omar, you said it before. Get ready to see like a lot of formations where you're gonna have Brooks, Dotson, and Rodriguez on the field together. I mean, I don't think all three of those players are gonna.
Here's the thing, and I thought about this a lot. I haven't seen a training camp where Dotson or Brooks wasn't sidelined for weeks at a time, and so Rodriguez is gonna get a lot of run. He's gonna be thrown in there. Like, if for all we know, Dotson's probably going to be held out of the first couple of weeks of training camp because that's just the norm. And so Rodriguez, now, will he want to? Probably not, because Rodriguez is just going to get his footing and be able to gain ground on him. But, you know, Terrell knows the business of the NFL, and more than likely he's going to be ready and willing to teach this young man. So, but we'll see. We'll see how it plays out.
I have a question about Storm Duck. Is he an average or above average or good corner to y'all?
Average.
So isn't that okay for the time being?
No.
I mean, it's going to have to be, by the way. But
not if the rest of your secondary suspect.
I will say this. I think that people are sleeping on Ethan Bonner. Mm-hmm. Because he's probably the superior athlete in the group. He's very seasoned. He can contribute on special teams. He's going to be attacked. But if he can hold up under attack, he'll probably be the starter.
How many years are we going to keep pumping this guy's tires, with all due respect? I know Joe Shad would just love it. No, sorry, Joe. No, I mean to,
contributed but- to two wins last year.
Dude, he was around when the Washington returned him off the punt. I mean, seriously? Come on. And what was the other one contributed to?
He got an interception in the end zone, prevented somebody from scoring.
Mm. Was that the Buffalo game that they won by 17 points?
Yeah, probably. Mm. Would have been a historic comeback, though.
Why are we underselling our two starting safeties, though? I feel like that's pretty solid.
Ooh,
I do. Dante Trader, Michael Taft. You know, I think those two starters are going to be really good for the Dolphins.
You got Taft starting?
Yeah. because you guys are doing this, or at least I'm going to speak for myself. I look at Lonnie Johnson, who started early in his career for the past 5 years, has been basically a special teams player. So maybe there's a reason for that. And
Dante even politicked.
Yes, and he's the first guy to say I haven't started because it was politics. Sure.
I'm just making a joke because last time I said I could see Taft as the starter, I got ridiculed by the two experts and put in quotes.
Hey, man, they attack me because of my opinion. Like, you know how many videos I got of Taft making a real tackle?
You, they killed you for saying 190 is undersized for a safety. They killed you.
Named every 195 pound safety in the league. Yeah, cool.
And the second part of my point is Dante Trader Jr. While he showed promise as a rookie fifth round pick last year, again, can we slow down a little bit? And this is an unproven commodity. And I'm not saying he's going to suck. I am saying, let's slow down before we start saying that they have solid safeties. I'm sorry.
Doug, can you take down the depth chart?
I'm sorry.
I was asking Doug to take down the depth chart so we can see each other.
Well, real quick, special teams.
Who cares?
It's important.
Well, it's not.
Listen, take a nap real quick. We're going to talk about special teams.
Why?
Who's your starting kicker, Riley Patterson or Zane Gonzalez?
Dude said a franchise last year where he's really going to lose a job, really?
You don't got a strength, though.
It made zero sense. Why are you signing Zane Gonzalez if you're going to re-sign Riley Patterson? I personally don't get it.
Who's your starting punter?
Everybody's got to compete for their job except for the quarterback.
Yeah, dude went 27 for 29 and has had a couple of 50-yarders.
Binion or Vernon? Who's your starting punter?
Really? One kick in the UFL. The other one's been in the NFL for 13 years and it's been pretty solid.
Now y'all see why I sleep through special teams.
Who's the long snapper, Addington or Pepper?
That's my impersonation of Omar during special teams.
That's what I'm saying. Take a nap. We're going to discuss special teams real quick.
It's really bad when he starts snoring. That's the really when the
it's a good, nice 10-minute break.
Yeah, so there you go. That's the depth chart. Obviously, I think we're all in agreement for the most part that
playoff.
The defense needs some help. Besides defensive tackle and linebacker, they need some help. But it's the way I see it is it's just the beginning of something that they're starting. So,
I have to think that one of the Bosa boys, I forget which one.
Joey, I think, is out there.
Mm-hmm.
He's a South Florida kid.
He'll take that discount to come here.
Maybe he proves it. I think they'll offer some. I think they'll offer somebody for
it. I think they will. After June 1st, I think they'll grab like two guys. Where, what position on defense? I think it is defense. We'll see. But I think they'll grab two guys. I think they'll grab an edge rusher and then maybe somewhere else, maybe a safety or something. Because there's some good safety still out there, like Jabril Peppers and stuff. Diggs.
Quandre Peppers, is still a good safety.
Oh, compared to what we have, I should have said that.
Okay.
Anyway,
yeah, let's get to. I feel like we're three pieces away from really competing this year, and I think they're gonna pick that up in free agency closer to training camp. Get an edge, one of those guys, Bosa, Espinosa, whoever. Get a corner, and outside of that, maybe grab a safety. We ready for war, baby.
And they'll compete. And they'll compete.
Before we get to the donations,
let's calm down on this competing conversation because
that's it. That's him.
If everybody stays healthy all season, they might win eight games.
You know what?
Everybody is not going to stay healthy.
Omar, I know they had an easy schedule last year, but can you tell me the great players that were on the New England Patriots last year?
No,
other than Gonzalez and maybe two linemen. I mean, what great players.
Drake May.
Milton Williams.
Malik Willis has the same intangibles as Drake May. Probably could be better. Other than height. The only difference is height. That's probably a fair comp.
Yeah, 1.65, the other one 6'1".
Yeah, that's the only difference. Outside of that, what can Drake May do that he can't? From a skill set standpoint, please enlighten me.
But Tony, again, it's about doing it on a consistent basis. The dude's got you can do this all you want, but he still has six faults on the
belt. I get it, Alan, but he has the tools though. That's all I'm saying. So don't be surprised if you see a Drake May season from him.
Okay, I'd love it. That'd be cool.
Super cool.
Sign me up.
It's funny because on Twitter I posted I posted the over under, which was 4.5. And then I posted the two mocks where they had the Dolphins either picking second or first. And I just asked the question. I was like, do people think we're going to be that bad? And there are people that push back on me for saying this is a 5-6 win team. People are like, they ain't winning more than three games. And I'm like, so out of the other 14 games that the Dolphins were playing, you can't see them winning two more games? And everyone's like, no, because blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, people forget how the NFL is and how you look at 2025 and you look at these teams and you're like, oh, that is such a good team. We got to play them again in 2026. And then they're not good or injuries happen. And I just find it funny. But, yeah, no, I could see them. For me, it's 5-6 wins.
That's Doug, right. Here's the thing you have to understand, though. Those mock drafts used to do their draft order, they use Super Bowl odds. This is why the Dolphins are always first, second, or third in those mock drafts.
Because I think then prediction. The over-under, I know. I don't know the Super Bowl odds, but I know the over-under. It's the Cardinals and Dolphins at 4.5. Yeah. Everyone else is
– Teams with the Jets are in the same
ballpark also.
Man, the Patriots were 7 wins over-under last year.
Yep.
And won double that.
Yep.
That's 7 wins, though.
Wow. Dolphins give me an opportunity to make some money, man.
Dolphins are 4.5 or 5.5, right?
Hold on. Did y'all state y'all over under 4.5?
Mm-mm. Over.
I'll take over. I absolutely would go
over. I'll take over.
Okay. Good.
Shout out to Alquan Cummings becoming a member. Appreciate you, bud. The Cap Hill says, hey, TD, Liam Eikenberg's wife said, keep her husband's name out of your mouth.
I keep saying Liam Eikenberg on my show every time I'm talking about Jonas Avenaya, and I can't figure out why. Oh,
why?
Ricky
Bobby? Come on.
No, man. They helped me. The audience helped me figure it out last night because you see no difference. You think that you still got Liam Eikenberg.
No, Liam would have been better than Jonah last year. Sorry.
Yeah, not only that, TD, it may be the fact that they traded in the second round for both of those guys.
Yeah, okay.
It's sad to say to you folks, but Liam would have been better than Jonah.
I mean, I say it so casually. I just be like, yeah, and then you putting Liam on the right side, and it's just normal. I don't know why I can't shake it. Jonah got to make a name for himself this year, man.
I know. Moving on. Breaking my heart. Real Swag Man, appreciate you. The Cap Hill also became a member. We appreciate you, nice. Good sir. Finn said, if Proctor locks up with Bane Jr., would just be flip-flopping his arms around.
Listen. I want them to do a 2-day joint practice session so bad.
When are we going to know who our preseason opponents are?
When they release a schedule.
Because the schedule, I'm predicting the schedule is going to be out the 13th. 2 weeks. Because they did the 14th last year, which was a Wednesday. So probably be the 13th.
It's on Wednesday or Thursday, Doug. They've already established it'll be either Wednesday or Thursday.
It's going to be I'm predicting the 13th Wednesday. And they got two home preseason games. So which means Will Halfley have two joint practices. Gonna be interesting, and if it is Tampa, woo, baby.
He's already said he loves joint practices, so they'll be joint practices.
They did three last year, didn't they? Mm-hmm. They did all of them.
They did three?
Yeah, two against Chicago, one against they did four, which is their max. They did two against Detroit, one against Chicago, and one against the other team, which was
Jaguars,
Jacksonville. Because Jacksonville. I remember. Patrick Paul and Jacksonville. No, they weren't fighting. He was like bothered by Patrick Paul doing something during one-on-ones, and then they talked it out.
Was it last year or the year before when the fight went into the dome? I was there for that. I don't remember if it was last year or the year before where a fight broke out and it kind of.
It was like Atlanta. It was Atlanta.
So it was the year before. Fortunately, I'm not going to training camp this year. I have a new baby, so I can't make it.
It was against
who? I miss my guys. I can't take a selfie photo again. Oh. That selfie photo blew up. It's so funny how that photo blew. I got talked about on with Crowder and all those guys, and I just thought it was fun. I was like, hey, let's take a selfie. And I think it's because Travis Wingfield wasn't paying attention when I took the photo. Jeffy said Dolphins selling hope again. Would it be wrong to say this team is more exciting with all the unknown and position battles than the last 2 years? Yeah, I could see that because, you know, we knew what we had. We knew where we were lacking. We knew the ceiling of the players we had. Right. Players, stop nodding your head. I know what you're thinking.
No. There's one element that people are underestimating about this whole team. Ladies and gentlemen, I know you forgot to get used to it, but you actually have a quarterback who's mobile, can escape the pocket, can move very well, can throw. I mean, and throw outside the numbers too.
You know what?
I mean, that whole element. Oh my gosh, we're free.
I gotta give this to you, TD. 55 minutes. I think this is a record.
I didn't talk about it.
It's a record, TD.
I only mentioned the future, Doug. What we have now. I know, but
50. I'm proud of you. You're getting there. 55 minutes, and you just brought him up.
I made it 58 minutes a week ago.
And you brought him up. I'm very excited. I'm very, very proud of you. We're getting there.
It's true. It's true, Doug. We got a real quarterback now.
But yeah, it's not only, I agree though, it is the quarterback. Like, but there's also other elements to this team that we now don't know what the limit is, and we don't know where the cap is. So
I turn into Omar. I know he has it. Just waiting to see it.
Damn.
How about that?
Damn.
We haven't seen it, but you know it's there.
Yeah, it's there. You know, and maybe we won't have to wait as long this time. We'll see. We'll see. Time will tell.
Wow.
Garth Gump said, thanks again, fellas. Really enjoying the content.
Y'all gonna see it in Atlanta.
We appreciate you. I swear, if that who shall not be named wins a playoff game in Atlanta.
Wow.
Oh my God!
On social media for a week.
Yeah, they go to like the divisional round or something. Oh, he
starts looking like Drew Brees in a dome.
He'll be just like Tannehill when he was winning playoff games in Tennessee.
You're gonna have that group of fans who, you know, have that big, big love for him, and they're gonna come roaring back. Kind of TD, like you said, like when Tannehill went to Tennessee and you were like, I knew it. They're gonna come roaring back up.
Tannehill had an amazing regular season. When he got in the playoffs, he couldn't even throw over 100 yards.
Yep.
When it mattered, he still shrank.
You knew what?
Who, me?
Yeah, about Tannehill.
Oh, no, I was the biggest Tannehill fan. I was a Tannineer, whatever you want to call it. That was my guy. Tannehill was my – listen, the one thing I'll tell you about Tannehill, he healed me in this regard. We went about 15 years of every time one of our quarterbacks threw the ball, you held your breath like, oh, please don't let it be going to a defender. And when Tannehill came, at least there was a baseline of competence of throwing a football to where the receiver actually was catching it. So that you know just gave me hope.
You know what I need as a Dolphin fan? Because like you said, it's been 15 years. It's been so long that it's like we're in a situation where there's 2 minutes left. We're down by five. You know, we have two timeouts. Every time as a Dolphin fan, we get in that situation for the past, 25 years, 26 years? That's all I'm watching. I'm like, oh, there's never a time where we have a Josh Allen where I'm like, we're gonna score this. I don't know. I'm always like,
we finally got the best quarterback since Marino.
Man, I hope so, man. I'm tired of being constipated while I watch the Dolphins play
football. If not better.
Bert, shout out to you. When are we getting the rookie jersey numbers? Also, Caleb Douglas and Chris Bell were invited to the NFL rookie showcase. Still no O-line invites.
Rookie numbers will come out when they do the mini camp, which will be next week. 74 is open because it used to belong to Lee Meichenberg, so Proctor can have it. Michael Taft has been wearing 16 for his high school buddy who sadly died in a car crash. He switched it to Texas. That's also open. Figure he'll wear that. Jacob Rodriguez wore number 10 at Texas Tech. That's also open, so maybe he wears that. And then the thing with the wide receivers and that NFLPA rookie showcase, a lot of it's about individual marketing and player cards, which is why it's mostly skill position players or cornerbacks or defensive end and not offensive line.
If the Miami Dolphins social media team is watching this, you got to get the Texas boys together. You got to get a photo with them wearing cowboy hats. You know how they always take those pictures during camp and stuff? You got to get the boys together, Texas boys. Even though they're rivals, you got to get them together. Flicks said, how, Sean McDermott joined the Hurricanes to be a coordinator. He finally going to see what actual teams look like.
That's not real, by the way.
Yeah, that was a bogus thing. Okay, that's what I thought when I saw it.
Cool, I was about to say.
He's really? Still unemployed, right?
Correct. Yep. He's going to do TV. He must have some baggage, some laundry. Because the fact that nobody touched him, nobody even interviewed him, very telling.
Interesting.
Edit to New England.
Mr. I'm going to call you Mr. Nama. Namadaman?
Namadaman.
Nomad Amon?
Nomad.
Namadaman. Namadaman.
Did the ability to play
No.
Nomad Damon.
There you go.
Did the ability to play in the cold weather factor in draft selections? I think they just wanted to get. They did say, the line slower gets faster gets slower, bigger doesn't get smaller. So
we don't have to be
Omar loves that one, right?
Yeah, I love that one. Bigger does get small. Bigger does get slower. But
it also, doesn't matter as much.
I don't know what clip it was, but there's a video behind scenes. I think it's Proctor's Hey Rookie, where Halfley's like going reading obviously the list of their draftees, and he goes smart, 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 smart. We got a whole bunch of smart guys. And I don't know these players, but some of their reputations are to be smart players, smart heady players. So, you know, hey, cool. As long if you got smart players and that's what you pride yourself in, great. And I say this in their defense. One of the greatest things I ever learned was from Brian Hartline, who told me, you know, the difference between the rookies that play and the rookies that aren't, that don't? Intelligence. And he always was 100% right. Like the dumb guys never played early or didn't have successful careers. The smart guys always played early. They might not have maxed out their careers, but they always contribute early, find a way, find a role, learn the offense. Like Malik Washington, I don't think there's anything special about him, but when he was here, all they did was praise how smart he was and how quickly he learned the offense.
He's smart and he's tough.
Mm. And disciplined, yeah.
We got a lot of that on the roster now.
Sure.
Miami.
I would rather good.
Throwing up the hearts, appreciate you. Robert with the tour, appreciate you. Stop slicing golf said TD is predicting Miami will sweep the AFC East this year with dispensary. What dispensary does he go to because he got the chronic?
Y'all gonna learn.
Renee Conga drafted in the CFL by Ottawa Red Blacks. Do UDFA still have priority?
What does that mean? Do that?
Yeah, priority? you get to go wherever you want to go.
Yeah, he can't be prevented from signing with Ottawa if just because the Dolphins.
I think he's asking, is he now going to Canada, being that he was drafted versus undrafted?
No, he can decline to.
And then Dominic said, TD, man, you really got to keep it real like you used to, man. Saying we're winning the division is crazy, bro. You're fanboy out, my guy.
It was crazy when I said we're about to wait 6 years, 6 years ago. It was crazy then too. Everybody always do this. It's always crazy till it happened. Then I don't hear from them same people. Just saying.
But we are out of here. Hope you guys enjoyed. Hit that like button on your way out and the subscribe button if you liked what you hear and all that good stuff. Go check out Omar Kelly on the Miami Herald and put part Miami Dolphins on SI, TD on youtube.com/TDFinstalk and the Roundtable Sports, myself, youtube.com/DougLeeDoWrong. We will see you Monday, Same time, same channel. We are out.